Our gospel for this Sunday comes to us from the 28th chapter of the gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. We're in fact, you know, at the end. I mean, if we say in the beginning, which is what Jerry read, this is the end. These are the last things that Jesus says to his disciples at the end of the gospel of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The gospel of our Lord. Praise you, O Christ. Please be seated. You know, we're supposed to love our neighbors and such. My neighbor was banging on my door at 4 o'clock this morning. Luckily, I was still up playing music. He said, "Can we have a little respect, please?" Well, I'm not a big Aretha Franklin fan, but okay, this one's for you. Jenny has this coat that is made of goose feathers, and I finally was able to put it on and try it myself. I know it was a little snug. She didn't want me to, but I finally wore her down. One Halloween, we were thinking of going, you know, those kind of couple costumes and stuff like that. I said, we could go as birds. I said, "I'll be a flamingo." She said, "No." So I had to put my foot down. Relationships are fun, aren't they? Relationships with your neighbor, with your spouse, with your kids, with your parents, with the world. Relationships are fun. Notice I'm being emphatic about the fun part. And it's not just about sophistry, I would guess. Welcome to Holy Trinity Sunday, the Sunday of the year that sometimes, oftentimes in Lutheran churches, you have a reading of the Athanasian Creed. You can find it in the green hymnal. You could look it up on your own. No, we're not reading it. In my last call, I had an associate pastor who loved the Athanasian Creed. I can't stand it. It is long, it is very pointed, and I'll get to it in a second. But just so you know, when I had my lung surgery 11 years ago, I had it right before Memorial Day, so I was on leave, and I had just gotten home in time for Holy Trinity. The associate was so excited that I was out that she and the worship director got together and did a dramatic reading of the Athanasian Creed and recorded it just for me. It was entitled Lullabies for Pastor. The church has three creeds that we cling to: the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. For the season of Easter, we're reading the Nicene Creed, which is about the mid-third century. The Apostles' Creed came from the 5th century from Rome. The Athanasian Creed came after the Nicene Creed when, let's face it, the church got a little fun over what the relationship was between various parts of what we might call the Godhead. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And I could bore you with all kinds of Greek terms like homoousios or homoiousios and perichoresis. And yes, give me a second to get my tongue unwrapped. It's all Greek to me anyways. What it was an attempt to try to figure out what's all going on. Because the word Trinity is not anywhere in the Scriptures. But like we hear in this great commission of Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was a central part of it. We gather in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we use the words of Paul, which is some of the earliest writings of the Christian faith that we have in his letters. So we understand that it's always been around. And sometimes we get a little anxious and a little snippy at times over doctrine. The creeds are normally the boundaries of orthodoxy. We all understand the fact that within our relationships, there are certain boundaries. There are certain expectations, correct? All right? Things you do, things you don't do. Well, the doctrines in that case are meant to be a kind of a boundary line that's supposed to lay out the foundation of our faith. What do we stand on when we say, I believe, we believe? Notice that the Nicene Creed says, we believe. The Apostles' Creed is, I believe. The Nicene Creed was a corporate creed. The Apostles' Creed was a personal one for baptism. That's the difference. But it's supposed to be a foundation, not a box. And they all surround themselves on one very important thing. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Who are they? What do they do? Okay. Now, everyone take a deep breath. I'm now going to step away from what could become a very dogmatic lecture, which is going to put all of us, me included, to sleep. And instead, I want to lift up something here with this. We often overlook, in amongst all of this stuff about who is the Father, who is the Son, who is the Holy Spirit, what do they do, how do they coexist, what do they, you know, what do they share, what do they not, all this kind of stuff, who was first, who was second, so to speak, that we miss the fundamental aspect of the Trinity is the fact that the fundamental basis of faith is a relationship. An interdependent, interrelated, interconnected relationship. Sometimes, I don't know if some of you remember it from years ago, it was like the triangle with the three circles. Is not, is not. You know, if you remember some of that kind of nightmare that you might have had to memorize in confirmation. But it's a relationship. And we might use different names for it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Comforter, you know, Redeemer, all kinds of things. But it is a relationship. It is a relationship that is meant to remind us of the fact of what is our faith supposed to be about. But a relationship. How do we know that? Jesus comes and tells us. He has this relationship with God the Father, that he abides in him, and he, you know, the two of them, and that we now abide in him too. What? It's a relationship. When Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment is, his answer, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Relationship. And notice that commandment has three commands in there to love. You love God, you love neighbor, and you love yourself. How many times do we see in the world people being hateful to their neighbor, and it's really because they don't love themselves? This is how you and people will know you're my disciples. If you have love for one another, relationship, forgiveness, grace, mercy. All of these are gifts that are meant to be in relationship for the purpose of restoring, sustaining, and building relationships. And so, dear brothers and sisters, here ends the formal part of my sermon, but I do have a job for you. Because sometimes people say, I don't give enough homework. And the old high school teacher in me goes, that's just wrong. We could call this a test. Garrett's going, I'm going to beat you. A number of years ago, I had you for, those of you who are here, on Pentecost, I had you give you all a little piece of yarn and invited you to go and trade it with other people and tie it together as a reminder. And you notice it's well, what's all muted, orange, red, and yellow in honor of the flame of the Spirit. I continue with that as a prayer. I'm going to ask a couple of you to help me pass these out because then it'll happen faster. But what I'm going to ask you this is this. Notice that each one of these things is attached. There's three colors, the primary colors, to one sheet of paper. The green means go. Go and share, and you have to trade one of each color with someone else. But not only that, but I want you to put their name, first name down, and something to pray for. Then I will ask you to tie them together, and I'll ask you in your own time, in your own way, after today, to pray for that. Is that understood? Can we do that? So you'll have a couple minutes here in service to do that, and then I will close us with, you know, a closing prayer, and we will go from there. For those of you watching online, I'm going to jump online in a second. I have my laptop and stuff like that, and I'm going to collect some of your prayers while they're busy doing their work. All right, we good? We can do this? Good. The Lord be with you. Peace of the Lord be with you always. You're slacking. This is the day the Lord has made. If you can respond to me, you can respond to each other. Go. Once you get one, go. Spread around a little bit, though, so it's not just your family. Yeah, Bobby, take it on. If you. You do one, yes, you trade one of each of the colors, so you'll end up with three brand new examples. A brand new blue, red, and yellow, and three prayers, three names and three prayers. And I invite you, I mean, yes, if you came with someone, you can use them for one of them. If you came with two of them, well, let's start spreading out a little bit. And any extras, I will collect them afterwards. We will take about 5 minutes. Yes, so it's not deep chatting. A joy or a concern? Thank you. Thank you. I do. So which one do you need to trade?
A red for a yellow. I switched somebody for it.
That's wonderful.
Oh, you do.
That's maybe frivolous, but in the middle of freezing nowhere a lot.
I gotta find somebody with one screen.
Yeah,
well,
the one that was in
last okay, so much under the one for 6 weeks.
And so as we come to this time, I invite you to, you know, tie them together and hold them together. You know, tie them to something if you want. I mean, like I tie mine to my small catechism in leather and wood beads that I have here, which is one of my prayer things, so that we can gather and even as we're apart in that power of the relationship that we have in God. The last thing Jesus did before going to the garden in the Gospel of John was pray for us all to be one. He told us that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And so even when we're in, even if we're alone in prayer, we also know that that Spirit does intercede for us with sighs too deep for longing, that we are never truly alone. In fact, it's not like I just have one person on my side. I've got three, and one, and one, and three. And so, may the connections that we made be nurtured in the Spirit. May the creation of this moment continue to redeem in the love of our Lord. And may we continue to go forward in all things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And remember that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves you, and so do I. Amen.